like that. Social battery as we...
Y'all, welcome back. As you can tell, Vance is here. Perfect timing, as always. And Eric is here as well. I am so, so excited. We've been talking about a lot of shit, but we're gonna just start clicking and going. Social battery is an interesting... First of all, it's a brand new term. I don't remember hearing that term growing up. When was it like, you know, that's a new thing. Do you know what I mean? When was the first time you guys...
Never heard that term. I thought you made it up.
Serious. Yeah. You've heard social battery as a term.
I have, but it's not something that's like common, I would say. That's not a term that everybody uses.
Maybe it's just a parent thing. We talk about our kids' social batteries a lot around here. But maybe that's it. Maybe, anyways, it's a new thing, at least the concept. But like,
hold on a second. You regularly say the fucking
in.
Phrase
Thank you for listening.
Social battery?
Oh, God, yeah.
What?
Genuinely.
Hold on. Has that word ever come out of your mouth? Phrase.
I think it has, but it's very rare. It's more just me saying, I need alone time, or somebody needs alone time. I refer to like needing alone time more than like, oh,
but,
my social battery is on empty and it only charges at 30% anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, he has an Android, so
you need to get the fast charger.
But
you
like,
get a better USB-C.
I've never heard of the term. You've maybe said it twice in your life, maybe once. Joe, you're sitting around just saying social battery all the fucking time?
I came on here and I was like, yeah, it's just common as you know, Bluetooth speakers. It's just social batteries.
I was like, that's so clever. I love that.
Absolutely, you can take no credit for it. But okay, then let's maybe what it is. Let's phrase it less for my children and more for the adult listeners. Alone time is so much more valuable as an adult because I think as we age, we've just got less and less of it. Is that a better way to phrase it?
No, social battery is.
That's the thing. He's right. It is better.
I'm getting a custom license plate that says SLRBTTRY.
Is SLR, wait, is that social?
Solar battery. God damn it. Fuck.
Well, that's the thing. If I could hook my social battery up to a solar panel, I would have a better, I would be more social.
Which brings us to, how do you charge up that social battery?
Smoking weed and sitting alone. Like, I'm not even kidding, though. Like,
let me ask you something.
It sounds so degenerate to say aloud.
Do you think it's an actual social battery thing, or do you think it's like a responsibility having to just be like on and able to function for other people thing?
Okay, and that's okay. Maybe that's, to be fair, yes, it's 100% that. But I took my daughter to a rock climbing place. It's indoors or whatever, and like you boulder, but like I still had to stay under just in case she fell. And like I'm fully sober. I'm the one that drove us here. It's just me and her. I'm the one that's driving us home. And for the 2 hours we were there, I was literally locked in to make sure if she fell, I'm going to catch her. Had a fucking blast. That didn't use any of my social battery. Yeah. In fact, it recharged it. Why? Because I didn't talk to anybody. The entire fucking time we're there, the extent of the conversation was, hey, baby girl, which one of these do you want to climb on? And she'd go, that one. I go, dope, let's do it. And that's the extent of the mental energy that I had to use. But the physical locked-in nature, totally okay with that. But flip it, and it's sitting around with a bunch of adults who want to talk like, I don't know, shit I don't care about, which is anything. Like, I just, like, it's like, do you guys want to talk about aliens or God? No? Let's talk about, like, the fastest way to drive to school. Talk about the back way that we discovered. Like,
is that really the topics, too, that we're encountering?
Oh, bro. Yeah, no, if you take I-35, you can save 10 minutes if you take 470, though. That's a toll road, though. Yeah, but how much is your time worth? It's worth $2 to me. I don't know why I gave any of these Coloradans southern accents, but that's the extent of the conversation. Or, like, my kids doing... I got two sets, bro. I got one or the other. You got to fall into one. But yeah, that's the extent, bro. And that's what kills my social battery. It's what absolutely destroys it.
So, sounds like your social battery could benefit from maybe a change of friends and people that don't are fucking not boring as shit.
I'm just glad they don't listen.
Yeah, they're boring. Why would
they do it? No, because they're boring as shit. This is a really interesting. It's called Everything Is Interesting. Yeah. It's a fucking. Of course they would. This is the
it's
last
not everything
podcast.
Is boring
ever,
as fuck.
It's the opposite.
Then they would listen to that one, but it's not. So we're good.
It's not How to Get Somewhere Faster on I-97.
Yes, Human Ways so is not the name of the podcast, so we're fine.
Okay, and maybe, and I'll take it a step deeper because that's what I'm inclined to do, and that's why I like talking with you guys because you're usually inclined to do so. I think it's, socially speaking, potentially the death of a certain mindset, and here's what I mean. The person that is willing to talk about the fastest directions or the person that is willing to talk about details that can be Googled, if they're not capable of taking it to a deeper level, they're being replaced by AI just in their social usefulness. Knowing the fastest route used to be a very needed thing. Rewind a couple hundred years, knowing the fastest route was a very needed thing. Now it's a completely useless thing because my phone will do it better than any human anywhere. It's got live traffic updates and it'll tell me that there's a cop speed traps coming up.
Wait, but no,
that type of mindset is being replaced.
Joe, dude, in the 1800s, people that talked about directions were fucking boring as shit. Like,
but it was needed. It was at least a skill.
Okay.
You didn't have Waze. You didn't have a GPS telling you which way has traffic.
I still think
like,
you're boring
we all
as
have
shit,
the same shit.
And I would not hang
it's
out
still
with
boring
you.
Shit.
Do you think? You. What if there's? Is there an argument? Let's put it this way: is there an argument to say, "Hey, you know what, Joe? I care about your time." And I would like you to know how to save 5 minutes of your day every day.
Yeah. Totally. But if it takes you 7 minutes to tell me how to save five, it's a net loss.
Then it's about you, not – then it's about them, not you, right? It's not them being like, hey, I want to help
exactly.
you. It's just like, I'm a genius. Check this out.
Yeah, or it's like –
it's about
I'm
them,
too awkward.
Not you.
Like I'm too awkward to like – I don't want to actually share with someone, so I just go with like – surface level stuff, but I understand what you're saying, Joe, in that like
do you
yes I do actually understand what you're saying in that like when Lauren's uncle, who's a famous trial attorney, he's a badass, so shout out Uncle John, I'm gonna send this to him, he doesn't even know how to work a podcast, I'm sure, but yeah, he does, he's
work
a professor. Well, I don't even know how to work a podcast
because
I'm literally talking about it like it's a fucking sawmill or something.
Yeah, like you need
which I don't
directions.
Yeah,
is he a certified electrician?
Yes.
Can he work a podcast?
Yes, Uncle John is a certified sawmill technician. That's
slash lawyer.
But also, I didn't mean. Do you understand what I mean? Because I'm fucking brilliant and I make perfect allegories to what I mean to get that across evenly. What I was asking was, do you really prefer small talk with strangers?
Small talk is my least favorite thing on the planet.
It's the worst thing in the world.
It's the worst thing in the world.
But you're too polite to try to steer it to
me?
A real...
No. I go fucking right in there.
Oh,
I go like, hey, so like I'll ask about therapy. I will ask about like travel. I always ask about travel. And then I always
that's a nice icebreaker.
And I always go like what have you been up to? What have you been doing lately? That's actually my first one. Is like, so what's kind of stuff you've been doing? Like I'm really interested in stuff and like I want to hear like what you've been doing lately. And
that's the ADD part.
Yeah,
hey, you got any new hobbies? You got any new hobbies I could pick up? And I 100% would be like, hey, what do you do? Is it fun? Can I do it too?
And it
how
gets
do
the
I
person
it?
Talking about themselves, right? Like, and like, and then I find it interesting because people are fucking interesting if they actually talk about like what they, now if this guy's really into directions and be like, dude, I'm like fucking obsessed. Cause I am. Okay. Actually I'm fucking switching around. I know I'm talking a lot, but like, honestly, I've just flipped because I fucking love directions. And I love time, takes that goes places, and like the different ways you can get somewhere. All right. Okay. I'm going around to this guy, whoever this fucking person is. I hated him at first.
Hold on. Let me email him. I can bring him back on the pod.
Please.
You guys can chat.
Tell him to definitely listen to this. Sir, I fucking hated you at first. And now I don't know.
Hey. Yeah, I love it. How did we start off? We were talking alone time.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Back to the small talk thing, though. Do you feel like you're good? Y'all are good at small talk? I mean, you don't have to like it to be good at it, is the thing.
I'm the fucking best.
Yeah.
That's the thing, right?
Actually, Joe, I don't know. Who's the best in our friend group at small talk?
John.
John.
Yeah, it's John.
John is like, he's a Labrador. Like he enjoy being near him because it's just he's happy to be there.
Yeah, dude, he's the best, man.
Yeah, I do small talk like a mercenary. John does it because he's just happy because he's a good guy. I secretly hate you as I'm talking to you, but I'm really good at not letting you know that. It's a much different thing.
It's not like we hate them. It's just like you just don't want to be there, man. Like, I just don't want to be doing this right now.
Yeah, it's honestly, it's nothing against them as a person. It's whoever is embodying the reason that I'm not at home alone, because that's really what I'd rather be doing most of the time.
Because this is my pod, obviously. Joe, do you prefer being alone, or do you prefer the company of others, or is it down the middle? And then E, I want your answer too.
I mean, it's totally a different question for me and E, I admit. But like, I love the company of my kids when, you know, there's two different types of company with your kids. Like in the mornings and I'm trying to get them to brush their teeth and put on their shoes and do all that. Like, that's not a thing. That's just work. Like, that's whatever. That's not the point. Yeah. But like walking around the stadium. Was that on the pod? Yeah, I think it was on the pod. Yeah. Wow, I've lost track of time.
Well, that was on the.
I've also I wasn't planning on this pod. For the record, hey listeners, I wasn't planning to be here this evening. Thank you for being here with us. Point is, walking around the stadium with just me and Emmy, when you're in an environment that is conducive for kids and open ended, and you can explore and all the fucking things. Like Vance, it's the extent of you jumping in puddles with Otto. Mm-hmm. You're just running around a field jumping in puddles. Each puddle is new and amazing, and with Emmy, each like couple of steps is a new vendor, a new thing, like it's you know, we found a thing, all the things.
Yeah,
that shit is better than anything. But minus that, I don't like anybody that much, so I just want to be alone.
So it's like half and half, like half with like, is it like half, like would you put 50% on alone, 50% with your kids and family?
Dude, I couldn't even tell. I couldn't even tell you. I've got this coming Saturday. There's a chance that my wife and kids are going to a thing, and I've got like 4 hours alone, and I've been like planning the fuck out of that 4 hours. I'm going to maximize that fucking 4 hours. I've got a plan for if it's a nice weather. I've got a plan for it might rain. I've got two separate plans, both with different musical soundtracks to accompany one. I'm not even kidding.
Fucking 18-page outline.
So I have so little free
contingency
time.
Contingency plans. Like, okay, this is going to happen.
Backup entertainment plans
shit.
Just in
the,
case.
The yeah. Celtics are...
Yeah, but do you have directions like, to where you're going if there's like traffic or something? You know what I mean? Like...
He's got a friend.
A,
you call.
Great callback. Yeah. B, if I get 4 hours alone, that time I will not be using it whilst being able to drive.
That's a fair point. That's not. That's on me. That's on me. That's on me.
I would like
me.
To fulfill that. In that given 4 hour set that I get. It's I clearly said maximize the 4 hours, and I plan to maximize every possible thing I can do.
This is a healthy guy, right? He's not gonna sit around. I mean, it's like normal people just fucking sit around and sober, but you're like fucking planning out your high trip.
I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
E, what about you?
I mean, I obviously have a very different situation than the both of you in that I spend 95% of my time alone. Right? Like, I don't go into the office. I don't have to go anywhere or do anything. It's hard for me to go places anyway. So, like, I don't know. I always liked having my alone time. And, like, it is a way where, like, if I spend too much of my social battery, I do need alone time to reset it. But at this point, like, I spend enough alone time to where, like, any social interaction is probably just good for me.
It's funny, E, because... I was just in Austin in like February. Sorry, never set foot in Austin.
That's true. You didn't.
I was in Pflugerville in February, and that was so awesome seeing you. Yeah. That was like one of my highlights. But literally, Joe, all me and E did was just sit across the room from one another and just sit there and we interacted maybe like three times. But like that was like us hanging out.
But it's also like the most I've laughed in like months. You know what I mean? Like it was an incredibly good time. Funny. We had so much fun. But Vance is right. It's like not once we're like, hey, how's your family? You know what I mean? At no point did that come up.
No.
Oh, yeah. But it was totally fine.
Oh.
Yeah.
My wife will ask how you two are, and I will say good, and she'll say what they've been up to, and I'll
no fucking clue.
We made a lot of jokes about a traffic guy they've never met. It was a good tip. But okay,
and I don't even know what those kids are. What's their names again? I honestly, but like, well, not yeah, your kids, because like I fucking love your kids so goddamn much. But
yeah,
other people's kids, I like have to like, and other people's wives, I have to like go search in my text of like in.
Our oh yeah,
dude, it's like, really hard to remember their wife's everybody's name as families grow. For it's sure, hard.
It really is. Yeah, yeah,
it's so
yeah,
hard.
The tree spreads. But now I had a thought. I'm not gonna get there. But yeah, oh, that's what I mean.
I'll let you take over hosting. All right,
riffing.
Fine.
Hey, you're too kind. You're too kind.
You're welcome.
But I value riffing and making jokes in the moment far more than I value trading information. And maybe that's what I mean by the. If I can Google it, I don't really need to hear it from you. Like, if I like you enough, like, if it's, you know, back when my grandmother was still coherent, I'd listen to her talk just because, you know, whatever. I'll just, you know what I mean? Like, fine. I know everything you're telling me. I'll just let you go. But, like, if you're not that person, I don't need to hear you tell me things I could have Googled and been done with minutes ago as you continue to rant.
Yeah, but I feel like I do have some people in my life where, like, I do actually want to hear all that information from them. Right, like that is my part of my connection with yeah. them is getting that information from them, because like that's what's important to them.
Even if they're telling you things you can Google, even if they're just telling you shit that's just you know, just details about nothing, not details about them, not core details or things you like. I mean, like just some statistics or like some, you know, just traffic, to use another, you know, just.
Frankly, I feel
if it's
like
not someone you care about. Do you want to?
If
hear
it's
that
not
from
somebody
you?
I care about, no. But if it is somebody I care about, then I am totally fine meeting them on their level.
Yes.
And going with whatever they're interested in. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, because yeah. I'll sit there and let John tell me, like, I'll be like, dude, like, last time I was there, I was like, dude, all right, I want you to just start talking about the Premier League and just, I want you to just, I just want to keep talking and, like, I'm going to ask questions, but, like, keep going. And I just sat there and listened and, like, absorbed. And so, like, yeah, those conversations. So it's like, you can have that with the people that you can riff with. You can yeah. have that too. So it's like, but there needs to be like a riffing type personality, I think, for all of us. Like, I told when I settled that case, I was like sharing with Jeffrey of like how I like all my conflicting feelings and blah, blah, blah. And Jeffrey sent me a picture of Kirby Smart like cupping his balls in response to my like really heartfelt like. So, like, and I was like, oh, thanks, man. I appreciate that. Like, so it can be like, hand, you know, hand in hand, I guess.
No, it can't be. I mean, in the same way that today, you joked about when I die, you'd be sad until you got my stock holdings. Like, that's I think there's a level of friendship where that's appropriate, and like maybe that's like, obviously you don't get that with strangers. Like, maybe that's what it is. When you're meeting strangers, like you're not sure how much of like your real self you're allowed to show,
mm-hmm.
and maybe that's what's so tiring.
Yep.
Is like, how much of me can you handle right now? And maybe all of it. Maybe I'm being the weird one, admittedly. But in certain situations, I know it's yeah, I need to hold back. But in certain ones, maybe I'm doing that to myself where I don't need to. E, what you got?
Well, it's interesting because I don't give a shit about that, I guess is what I would say, right? Like, I don't feel the need to perform for anybody, but I'm also not beholden to anybody else, right? And I'm wondering if part of that for you is like, you can't be Mr. I have 4 hours of trips planned, quote unquote. Because Sarah would be like, haven't you yeah, don't yeah. do that with our kids' friends' parents? You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But I it doesn't matter what I do. Nobody's like, you know, I'm not making anybody look any kind of way except myself. So I don't have that like, oh, let me put up this facade of like being a certain yeah. way, because I just, whatever.
See, I'm in the middle where I don't give a shit about like what I say or what I ask or anything like that. But I care so deeply for everyone to like me. Like, if you're a stranger, like, God, you gotta like me. And I've gotta make sure that you do. So I will, like, but I also don't give a shit at the same time. Very strange. It's like right in the middle. I don't know. I'm insecure. Probably everyone is.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I'm with you. If someone obviously doesn't like me, fuck them. I don't care. But if there's a chance that they might like me, I am going to put every yeah. effort I have into making sure that that is the inevitability of, like, eventually this motherfucker is going to like
that. That was so well
and
said.
Maybe that's another part of the social battery thing is, like, when I'm alone, I'm not trying to impress anyone. And E, let's circle back to your point, because you are beholden to yourself. And, like, you're not going to embarrass somebody else. But even more than that, because it's a great, that's a astute observation, even though, you know, whatever. Even more than that, I had to learn how to pretend a long time ago, because I lived in South Dakota and I had weed in my pocket. And okay, that's a felony.
Allegedly.
And I can't just allegedly speaking. I just meant, like, you know, I actually worked as a landscaper. So I would dig up weeds in South Dakota.
And then you pocket them. So you're stealing. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
No, that was part of the job.
But yeah, that's the thing I paid for. So I made the big bucks. But no, that was always part of the act. Was like, I can't let you know that I like party guy or whatever, like, because I could literally go to jail. And I think I might have incorporated a lot of that without even realizing it until, like, right now. But yes, that is absolutely part of it. Is like, I don't want to come across as, like, in fact, there was I actually really like this guy now, but I didn't know him that well then. This was 2 years ago during one of the fish runs. I came home. I went to fish on a Thursday, had fun, very, very much fun. Came home at like 6 a.m. And then I was going to walk the kids to school. That was the plan. I don't care about that. I can handle that. That's no big deal. That's like, I can handle that all day, every day, no sleep. I can walk you to school. That'd be great. It snowed.
Oh, no.
So now I gotta try and get my kids there somehow. Anyways, I see a guy there after, and I go, look, man, I haven't slept. And he's just like, what? Why? And I was like, I was partying. And he goes, are you, what? And I was like, I shouldn't have said that. Like, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
Obviously, that was a mistake to have let that on to this guy. So, like, there are moments where I know there's a line. And, like, went to a concert, Ubered home is the least party. Woo, crazy night. Responsibly got home at a time, you know, but, like, still that wasn't, like, acceptable. I don't know, whatever.
That, dude, this brings up, like, 2 points that I've wanted to talk to you guys about in, like, different contexts. But one of them is, like, what you said, Joe, it just depends on the person's, like, vibe, right? So if you came to me and with what you look like and your voice and, like, your vibe, like, your energy, I would be like, I like this guy. Contrast that with at Otto's school, the first time I walked in, it was like when all the 2-year-olds, you know, were going, like, to, like, the school thing, there's, like, an intro where they all come together, right? So I get there, open up the door, guy immediately, when I walked into this door, goes, oh, man, I'm pretty tired, man. I'm pretty tired. I was like, oh
boy.
Man, that sucks. He was like, yeah, stayed up pretty damn late last night. And I was like, wow. Okay, well, I'm going to go get my kid. I forgot.
I don't
something.
Know you.
I didn't bring the wipes, so I need to go get the wipes. Okay. So, like, you said the same thing, right? Like, you said that you were up late, right? You said that you were tired, but you said it, and your vibe was, like, completely different.
I also knew this guy. He's been to my home. Like,
okay.
Guy, you know,
yeah,
like,
exactly. Yes.
Much different.
But also, yes, exactly.
There's a timing aspect of it. I didn't just tell, like, his teacher that, who I don't know that well.
Well, E, your point about, like, how you don't have, like, this governor. It shouldn't call our wives governors, but it's not a governor. It's like,
you have freedom.
No, okay. So the perfect story of this is 2013 A&M Auburn, right? So it was Johnny Manziel's last year, right? We had Johnny Manziel and we were ranked number at that point, like, number like 8, and Auburn was ranked number 13, and we had Mike Evans, all this shit, right? We have to go to a goddamn fucking birthday party for Lauren's best friend, and I'm like, oh, I was such an asshole about it, like, such a fucking prick about it, like, just being such an asshole. And, like, we get to the party, and people are like, I don't know these people. This is the first time basically that I've hung out with, like, Lauren's best friend that lives up here. and I don't know anyone else that's at the party. It's just me. And I'm on my phone the entire party, screaming, stamping, fucking just chugging beers, right? I'll just scream at you. Let's go. Let's go. What the fuck? Right? And like, people went to Lauren and was like, so, like, she was, I like embarrassed her. Like, I was acting like a fucking insane fucking person, right? And like, not like you're supposed to act, and that's embarrassing for your partner. So like, there is an element of like, let's put it this way, some of the male counterparts, some of Lauren's friends are not my favorite, and like, I have to do my part. And like, dude, it's not about me. Like, Lauren needs her time with like, I gotta like find common ground, I gotta like do what I need to do. But god damn it, so-and-so's coming. Fucking damn it.
So-and-so, you know what's better than hanging out with so-and-so is hanging out alone.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you're still not trying to impress them, right? Like, you don't actually care whether or not they want to, like, call you or text you at any point. You're just, like, trying to get through that interaction. And those are different
things. I don't want to fuck it up for Lauren.
Right.
Yeah.
But you have something to work for, right?
Don't
want to
fuck
like,
it up for the spouse.
Yeah. That's a different thing.
And I don't want it to be like a horrible experience. Like, I don't want to hate myself. So I'm like, I might as well just fucking engage with them and like find something interesting and like try. Usually alcohol helps though.
Booze helps every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And other substances, but.
I mean, as they.
Like myth.
But like that's, it's truly myth. A selfish, it's truly a selfish experience because it's mostly just like, I want you to like me just so that these engagements aren't as awful. They would be worse if you didn't.
Yes.
So I'm at least going to, you know, it's more of just like, it's just how can I make this as bearable as possible?
And the least I like the person, the less I like, less than half of you deserve. And I, damn it.
Nailed it. Got
that. That was so close, though.
So close.
Less than half of you, half as well as you deserve. And
you're adding an extra half, I think.
But I'm less myself with the people I like. Like, I don't like. Like, I'm
totally.
I'm the farthest from myself. Yeah. Which is why you probably fucking hate it more, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, is there something we can do to, like, not do that and just be ourselves? And but it's like, I don't like this person. They don't have anything in common.
But you being yourself is screaming at the Aggie game. Me being myself, if I'm truly what I want to be doing on a Saturday afternoon right now, is laying in your backyard with my shirt off, staring at the fucking clouds.
Good point.
That's really it. Because otherwise I want to be watching, you know, like Mystery Science Theater, but I'm not doing that in your basement because that's even weirder than being half naked in your backyard staring at the clouds. That's not what you do at a party. Yeah. That's what you do. And that's why, like,
we can buck the tradition, baby. Just take a pop the shirt and just lay down.
Half naked, screaming at clouds while the Aggie game's in the back. I'm in. I'm fucking down.
Let's buck the trend, man.
Down. All right. I'm going to pass out, boys. Good shit. That was a solid little 30.
All right, buddy.
Will you actually put that on? No, there's no fucking way.
Why not? Oh, fuck. All right, I got...
You're still recording?
Yeah, no, we're still recording. I updated my Windows. Well, I can't click the end it because...
Oh, so this is going well. That's what you're saying.
News thing. I'm looking at...
So this is like a perfect...
I'm looking at Elon Musk fired. I'm looking at all these...
Elon Musk fired?
How do I click this off? This isn't... Hey, got it. We good. Thanks for listening.
Hey!